Manu Patra alerts dated the 13th of March 2018. Supreme Court has extended the deadline for mandatory linking of Aadhaar to avail various services and welfare schemes run by the government till a constitution bench rules on a batch of petitions challenging the validity of the Aadhaar Act. Supreme Court has held that foreign law firms cannot practice in the country, but allowed foreign lawyers to visit India on a fly-in and fly-out basis for rendering legal advice to their clients in India. Supreme Court has slammed the erstwhile Congress government in Haryana for helping builders acquire huge tracts of farmlands at prices much lower than market rates, by threatening acquisition by the state at throwaway prices. Supreme Court has directed the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, and the Enforcement Directorate, ED, to complete investigation into all 2G spectrum scam cases, including the Airtel Max's deal case, in 6 months. Supreme Court has directed the Registrar Generals of the High Courts across the country to collect and collate data regarding the pendency of cases of sexual offences against children lodged under the stringent POXO Act. Supreme Court has refused to release the attached properties of the mother-in-law of an absconding businesswoman, who is currently residing in London, saying she should first bring her daughter-in-law back to India. Supreme Court has issued notice to the Bar Council of India, BCI, seeking its response on a petition seeking to restrain lawmakers from practicing as advocates. Supreme Court has asked the Delhi Development Authority, DDA, to explain how it had reduced one-time conversion charges for commercial use from ₹89,000 per square meter to around ₹22,000. Supreme Court has asked the center to respond to a plea seeking a probe into the alleged leak of combined graduate level, CGL, Tier 2 exam 2017 conducted by Staff Selection Commission, SSC. Supreme Court has taken note of the center's response that the Jammu and Kashmir government has indicated that it would consider setting up of a state minority commission and disposed of a PIL alleging that the benefits accruing to minorities, they were being taken away by majority Muslim community. Madhya Pradesh High Court has held that different age criteria for the candidates from outside the state and the candidates who are domicile of state of Madhya Pradesh in relation to employment under the state government is discriminatory and unconstitutional. Hyderabad High Court has stayed proceedings against Andhra Aluminium at the National Company Law Board on an insolvency petition filed by State Bank of India. Hyderabad High Court has directed the Andhra and Sri Venkateshwara Universities to submit details regarding admissions to Sanskrit, Urdu, Telugu and English courses from 2015 to 2016 to the current academic year. Bombay High Court has said that it could not bring work on Mumbai Metro to a stop. Delhi High Court has stayed the center's notification directing all states to take stern action against unauthorized fitting of crash guards or bulbars on vehicles. Madras High Court has said that neither cremation nor burial of bodies should be done at Thuraipakkam Burial Ground.